Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Aligned Mama. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about homeschool routines for life and really just school routines for life. Because, you know, here's the thing, like everybody thinks that homeschool is so different than attending regular school. And I mean, yes, of course, like there's aspects of homeschooling that are definitely very different, right? It's a very different, I mean, you're literally learning at home, right? You have a different routine, it's a different approach. But at the end of the day, you know, when we're really looking at routines from that bigger perspective, this is something that is applicable to everybody no matter what. So let's talk specifically about homeschool routines, because I got to tell you, we just totally switched ours up. It was time to take a look at the things that we were doing, things that were working and not working, and what could be better. And we just kind of reshifted and reevaluated all of the pieces. And, you know, my boys are getting older now too, right? But then in addition to my boys getting older and getting a little bit more independent with the things that they're doing, my daughter is getting ready to like start the initiation of homeschool. And I mean, the great thing about homeschool is that really like it's happening all the time, right? I mean, they're learning from the moment they're born and, you know, as we're nurturing, and they're being a part of life. They're getting integrated into life. And that is exactly what that's about, is just being able to learn at home all the time and know that learning is something that, I mean, in a lot of senses, just comes with the territory of just learning through osmosis of being alive, right? There's always things on TV and in books and in conversations and experiences that lead to different levels and types of learning. So even though we've been technically teaching my daughter this whole time, it's time to get in a little bit more of actually learning letters and learning numbers and ABCs and all the things, right? So it's been fun to kind of see the evolution. And so when I look back at when our homeschool journey first began, we started homeschooling back in 2020. And so, you know, it will be 4 years from the time that school shut down during COVID in 2020. That happened in March. And so it's, you know, coming up here pretty soon where we're hitting that 4 year mark, which feels a little crazy that it's been 4 years since then. But, you know, we didn't really formally homeschool in March though, right? School shut down. And of course we were doing like the online learning. So at the time, Jake was in first grade and Wyatt was in pre-K. And so, you know, they sent curriculums and we watched like little videos and little songs and read books and did worksheets and all that kind of stuff, right? So that's what we did at the time. And when it came time to go back to school, that's when we were really like, oh, like, I don't really want to send them back. You know, that's when like I had started my business and I started closing clients. I was bringing in a little bit of money, not enough, but enough that I knew I wanted to stay home. My daughter had all of her medical issues going on at the time, and I wanted to be able to keep her home and not have to do daycare. And so my intention was, don't go back to a 9-to-5, right? And it just so happened that I had just lost my job. So, you know, going back to the old 9-to-5 wasn't even an option. It was going to be looking for a new one. And so I was looking at kind of the trajectory of like what we wanted our life to look like, what we wanted every day to feel like, which is ultimately what our homeschool routine is really rooted in. Okay. So routines need to be something that's desirable. It needs to be, you know, something that is really being fueled by your desires, you know, what you want and how you want things to feel and what you want your life for your kids their experiences to be like. You know, I wanted all of those things. And so when I, you know, dove into homeschooling, we actually started it a few months early. So technically the school year would have started in like September. We started homeschooling in June. I wanted to try it out. I wanted to try it out that summer and see like, do I like it? Can I do it? What does it take to make it happen? You know, I didn't want to commit to something that I wasn't going to be able to actually do. You know, I was afraid that I would fail. I was afraid that I would fail and they wouldn't get what they really needed from me, you know? And I was terrified that I would, you know, drop that ball for them and it would be something that I would regret, even though this is something I wanted so much as a parent. Like, what if I mess up, you know? And then so we trialed it that summer, loved it. And I thought, you know what, let's just do it for 1 year. You know, my husband and I talked it over. The schools had an online learning situation set up for kids, but it was terrible. Okay. It was terrible. It was like 8 hours in front of the screen for kids that are in kindergarten and second grade. I mean, that was crazy to me. Like, I knew that wasn't really going to work for us. And so I was like, I had to find an alternative route for this, right? So that's why I was like, okay, let's go for it. Let's see how the year goes. You know, we can always just do it for 1 year and then we can always choose to send them back. And so we went in all in, did the things, and we just loved it. You know, we loved it. And we had that first semester that fall. We were in Florida and we did some like online schooling and some workbooks. And then we moved to North Carolina. And when we moved, we continued to do workbooks. We did a different online curriculum because we weren't in Florida anymore. And that was Florida based. And, you know, we've just evolved our routine so many different times. But I think like this is something that we got to talk about as homeschool moms, is the fact that like the routine is always changing. And even if you don't homeschool your kids, like your routine is always changing too, because the kids are always changing. They're always growing and evolving and becoming their own little like human versions of themselves. And so to like put them in a box and be like, okay, this is exactly how you have to do this, exactly this time, exactly this way, every single day. It doesn't matter how you feel when you wake up or what you do. If you listened to my episode a few weeks ago, you know, I was talking about energy levels, right? It's like they wake up with different energy levels and feelings and emotions. And so when we just expect them to always be, you know, even keel in the same way every day, it's setting them up for failure. And it's setting us up as parents for failure too, because then emotions are running high and everybody's kind of stressed out and nobody's getting what they really want or doing what they really want, right? And like, that is not the goal. That's not the goal, right? The goal is not that everyone is miserable. The goal is that we create some mutual connections and respect with one another to create an outcome that really speaks to us and really gives us what we desire most in those moments. And so that's what I really want to, you know, look at this and say, like, our homeschool routine is always evolving because my kids are always evolving, you know, because they're always changing. And as an aligned mama, you know, I want to be aligned with myself and how I want to feel and how I want my life to look and the things I want to do and how I feel accomplished. And I want my kids to get to have that same kind of experience too. And so if I'm going to believe that that's what's best for me, I'm also going to believe that modeling that and giving that opportunity to my children is also really important. And so when I'm looking at this, you know, an aligned routine is different than just a routine. Okay. So let's talk about a regular routine. A regular routine is literally like every day I wake up at this time and I do this thing and I eat this for breakfast and then I do this and then I do that and I check all the boxes. Life is great, okay? And routines are important. As human beings, we do have an innate sense of like needing to be in a routine. However, an aligned routine means that we check in with ourselves, okay? So we might have our general framework of how we want things to look, but then we check in with ourselves. And, you know, if we are feeling a little bit more tired that day, maybe we lay in bed a little bit longer. Maybe we sleep longer. Maybe we drink an extra cup of coffee, right? Maybe we decide to move our body to fuel some energy that comes naturally and not from an external source like caffeine, but rather we get our, you know, our adrenaline moving and we get the endorphins going. We get all the things moving, right? We get our body going. That is something that's helpful for us, right? We get ourselves moving. That there's lots of different ways that we can do this, but the only way that we can decide what the best approach is going to be for that particular day is to actually get in tune with ourselves and how we're feeling and what we want the day to look like. And so recently in my one program, Fulfillment First, which is it's one of my favorite programs. It's incredible. You know, it's all about this concept of, you know, we can have success in our life when we put fulfillment first, right? So we know that success is the thing that we're all aiming for, but success is actually a symptom of fulfillment. When we choose fulfillment in our life right now, that is what allows us to expand and welcome more success in, because we choose to have the gratitude and the connection and really the fulfillment in what we have in front of us, right? And so when we're going through fulfillment first, we did an entire month on the concept of be, do, have. And in a part of doing this, you know, it was really looking at aligning and looking at like, what is your energy level in the morning, and deciding energetically, how do you want to feel today? You know, how do you want to feel today? What is that going to feel like? And what is it that, what actions are you going to take that help you align with feeling that way, right? So it's setting an intention for the day based on a feeling, and then taking the feeling and making one choice again and again and again and again that continue to align with the feeling. So say today you desire to feel accomplished, right? You're like, okay, today my energy is like a 6 and I'm feeling pretty like vibrant, and I would like to feel accomplished at the end of my day today. That is the intention. The intention is to feel accomplished in everything that I've done and how I'm thinking and feeling in the process. And so everything you do that day, every action you take, you want it to align with creating the feeling of accomplishment. So for me, when I look at this, it's like, okay, I want to feel accomplished. So the very first thing I do is I go and I create some posts on social media, because for me, I mean, that's a big part of my job, right? I market online. That's how I work with clients. I want more people to be coming and listening to the podcast. So I'm putting out content that drives traffic to the podcast so I can connect with more people. And so that's what I want to be doing from that angle. So I'm putting out some social media posts, and I know that it's not about me closing clients and it's not about podcast downloads. It's about making a difference in their life, right? So I know that when I start my day and align with making that kind of impact by creating content, putting that content out there, I know that that comes back tenfold in reciprocal energy for me to feel like I'm actually making a difference. I'm actually making an impact. So I chose to create some content, right? I actually, this morning in specifically, I tried to make a coffee and my oat milk went bad. So there was no coffee to be had this morning. And so, you know, it was interesting to kind of align myself and to see, you know, I was up at about 4:30 this morning and the coffee thing wasn't happening. And I just felt good. You know, there was no feeling of like frustration or annoyance. I mean, I would have liked my cup of coffee, but I just felt pretty neutral about the whole thing. I was like, well, you know, that's fine. Let me just go drink some water and, you know, continue doing the things that I want to do today to align with the feeling of accomplishment. And so when we are intentional in how we feel, then that allows us to guide the rest of our day on the things that we do and why we do them and how we do them and all that good stuff, right? And so when I started out my day, I could have very easily allowed the coffee situation to put me in a bad mood, which would then have changed the trajectory of everything else that I chose to do today. So why am I sharing all of the things about me and what I'm intentionally choosing and how I'm intentionally choosing to feel? Because this is something that our kids can learn too. Now, I get it. If your kids are anything like mine, I know that if I give them that choice, they're never doing the homework, okay? That's not going to be the choice. There's always going to be something that they want to do instead, right? They're never going to want to go and, you know, do the workbook or, you know, do any of the learning things. And it's not that we like, you know, run a tight ship on learning. It's like this stuff literally takes maybe an hour or two a day of like structured kind of reading and learning and that kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean that my kids love it all the time. You know, some days they don't mind and they love when I'm sitting down and I'm doing it with them. But as they're getting older, it's getting them to understand the importance of, you know, autonomy and independence and starting to develop a little bit more of a sense of that. And so one of the things that we've actually done recently with them is with our homeschool routine, we have switched it up. And instead of me getting workbooks ready on individual days, like I used to do, where like I would on a Monday, I would circle the pages that needed to be done on a Monday and et cetera, right? We've kind of shifted this and switched it up a little bit. And now they actually, on a Sunday, I go in and I circle all of the pages that they're going to do that week. And then they get to choose when they do them. And they get to be a little bit more autonomous in that. Now, we had one week that this worked really well. And then we had the next week, which didn't work well at all because they were doing work all weekend because they weren't caught up with things. And, you know, going into this week, I can already see the shift of like last week, and like they saw what their choices resulted in for the weekend, right? They didn't have their weekend free. And we don't really live by weekends around here. You know, as an entrepreneur, I don't need to follow like the weekend weekday schedule. I get to go to work when I want to. I get to run the business when I want to. And so, you know, I value them having the freedom to choose, but they want weekends, right? They want to have their Saturdays off when their friends are home from school and things like that. So I was like, okay, all right, sure. So, you know, it was a great lesson for them last week, because this week they're working ahead and they already had some books done on Monday. And, you know, it's like giving them a little bit of that freedom of choice. But the piece that I'm integrating into this next week is that every week they're going to choose an intention for how they want to feel that week. And so then when they're taking actions throughout the week, they get to choose, you know, and ask themselves, okay, did this particular action align with my intention for the week? Because when they're doing this, it helps them just get more intentional and realize that like life is literally made up of lots of little micro decisions, right? And so when we know that life is made up of micro decisions, is understanding that like we are choosing our reality right now. And so when they realize that like last week, every day that they chose not to do the books again and again, or they only chose to do one lesson instead of two for the day, that come Saturday, they were going to have several lessons backed up. And that meant, you know, they were going to need to do work over the weekend when they wanted to not do anything. And so this very quickly became a lesson in intentionality. And I am choosing to shift away from like micromanagement of the schedule and instead being more like, okay, you get to choose what you want. You get to choose to have your schedule be the way that you want and take action the way that you want. But also know that at the end of the week, all of the work in the books needs to be complete. Every page that was circled needs to be complete before the start of the next week. And they honored that. And they weren't thrilled, but now they know. And so next week when we set these intentions, I know that there's going to be a lot of opportunity for this to kind of cycle into what we do. And so, you know, my kids are, you know, I don't know how it is with you and like how your kids are, but I know my kids are like totally, totally different, right? So like Wyatt's more like he'll work ahead and get the things done. And Jake's more like okay with just like taking it slow. And, you know, he had a lot more to do over the weekend. But when they go to their co-op, which we recently enrolled them in. So 2 days a week, they're going to co-op. They go for 4 hours on a Tuesday and learn about geography. And on Wednesdays, they go to art, and that's 2 hours. And then every other week, they have some sign language classes. And so when they send them there, you know, Wyatt is a little bit wild. You know, he's a little bit wild. He's not like laid back and, you know, kind of chill like Jake. He's a little bit more like intense and wild and having fun and being loud. And, you know, so we're handling that on the back end of him, you know, getting talked to a couple times while he's there because he's not listening and being, and you know, these aren't their words, but my words of, you know, respect, right? Mutual respect and, you know, really working through that with him. And so I know that these intention setting sessions at the beginning of the week are going to be really powerful for both of my boys in very different ways, right? So I can see how this is really going to help Jake with getting more work done. And I can see how it's going to really help Wyatt with making different choices when he's at co-op. And that's ultimately what I want this to be, because when we just tell our kids what to do and how to do it, I mean, they only kind of listen, because the truth is they think that they know best. And sometimes, I mean, really, arguably, they do. And I mean, that's kind of an unpopular opinion. I mean, we'd like to think as parents that we know best, but that's not always the case, you know? And so when we can kind of get out of our own way in thinking that we always know best, and we can allow them to be more seen and heard within themselves of how they want to be seen and heard, obviously that is going to make a really big difference, right? So when they get to choose their intention for the week, I know that then I get to just reflect back. I get to let them choose it, and we get to talk about what intentions are, which we've already done with our bedtime routines. And I get to ask them questions throughout the week. Like, okay, I see here, Wyatt, like your intention this week was, you know, to make new friend? You know, how's that going at school? Are you making new friends when you go to co-op each week? Are you making new friends there? Are you, what intention are you setting to talk to a new person? Are you going and getting into the same habits, right? And so I just get to ask him questions and he answers them. And then I get to reflect back and forth and back and forth until he starts to understand and recognize and develop a certain level of like self-awareness around the actions that he's taking. And so here's the catch. When we as parents are not self-aware of our own selves, of what we're doing and what we're saying and how we're saying it, when we're doing that, that means that we are not able to help our kids be more self-aware. Our kids become more self-aware when we choose self-awareness for ourselves. And so I ask you, you know, when you think about your life and how self-aware you are of, you know, how you're thinking and feeling and what you're doing and what you're saying, are you really intentional with, you know, how you want to think and feel today and then the actions that you take and how they're aligning with that? Allowing yourself the space and the grace to really look at the layers in the layers of that. Because when you do, that is going to create a completely different experience for you, yes, of course, but also for your kiddos. And so when I think about our homeschool routine and what we do and how we do it and why we do it and all the things, you know, I am really building this up from that perspective of looking at how intentional I want my kids to feel about their day. I want them to understand their feelings. I want them to understand their emotions and be able to bring that into the context. Now, am I expecting a lot from a 9 and 10-year-old boy? I mean, kind of. But think about the impact that this creates. Think about the impact that this creates, and I'm teaching them lessons that they don't learn in a typical school setting, right? And so if you're not a homeschool mom and you're like, well, you know, like I don't homeschool, think about applying this into school age, into any kind of school setting situation, right? How easy it is to just ask them the same questions. What is your intention for the week? And when they go off to school, they get to make choices that align with those intentions. And then you get to ask them those things like, hey, so your intention this week was to feel accomplished. Like, did you do that? Did you create that feeling? What choices did you make today that aligned with the feeling of accomplishment? Getting them to choose the feeling, align with the feeling, and understand that their feelings don't define them, but they're just a part of them, and that they can choose differently by making different choices in their life, the actions that they take, and how the actions that they take impact the way that they feel. And this is that be, do, have context. So really allowing for the expansion of that. That's what we want to do. So our homeschool routine, you know, it's always evolving. Right now, it's, you know, get up and get ready and do some chores and do some book work. And then they have tablet work in there. They do some more book work. They get to have breaks and lunches and, you know, free time. They get to read. They get to play a game. I usually sit and do their science and geography books with them and help them. And we read those together and work through lessons together. That's what our routine looks like right now. And then we've incorporated some new things around having projects where we have some project topics that we do, and then they get to put together a project presentation for that. And originally we were going to do that once a week, but I think we're going to do that like once a month. But that's the point, right? I don't even know the answer, because the answer is that I need to do what's best for my children in the moment. And in the moment, I get to have an aligned routine, something that aligns with me, and also aligns for them. Because when we allow our life to be lived in this space of alignment and flow rather than strict routines and things to follow, and we come from a place of alignment with feelings, the trajectory of the result of this changes your life, changes their life. And ultimately, you can create this bigger intentional alignment in the household, which creates a bigger ripple impact of where you want to go and why you want to go there. So I want to, you know, encourage you to look at the routines that you currently have and ask yourself, how intentional are they? Or are they dictated by, well, we have to get up at this time because this is the time we got to be at the bus stop, and this is the time we got to be at school, and this is the time that I got to be at work, and I got to check in here, and I have a meeting at this time on this day, right? How much of your life is dictated by external sources versus you? Imagine if you just started to kind of take the reins there, started to rearrange things and get it so that it was more optimized, more in alignment with feelings and energy levels and how you want things to be. When you can tap into a new level of this, you're going to feel different. You're going to feel more like the aligned mom you want to be. And understand that I know the objection here is, but Liz, I can't because of these 12 reasons. I know that everybody thinks that they have a unique reason that this won't work for them, but it's just not true. We all have the same constraints in our life in one way or another. They might have a different color on them, but they're still constraints. There are thousands of solutions right in front of you. And so if you want to talk those things out, I highly recommend, you know, I always offer book a call, book a call, book a call, book a call. And let's talk about those unique features in your life that have you feeling like this aligned routine approach won't work for you. Let's talk about it and figure out a solution, because 100% of the time, there are solutions to the constraints that are presented in our lives. But sometimes we're so close to our own life and what we're looking at and how we look at it that we just don't quite know yet. We're like, I can't see it. There's no solution. There's a solution. Let me come in and help you. Sometimes having an extra set of eyes, a new perspective, a fresh perspective can make a really big impact on you being able to see the solutions that are there. So let's create solutions. Let's get you in that space. Let's get you into an aligned routine and see how that impacts not just you, but also how your kids are thinking and feeling and all of the things that they do and the way that they show up to. Because when you do this, you get to really be in the space of having what so many people talk about is that coveted feeling of quote unquote freedom. I get it. Freedom means something that we all want. We all say we want freedom. But the truth is, freedom comes with serves and limits too. And so rather than just a word like freedom and success, which are pretty empty because they're specific to an individual person, let's tie that down to some tangible feelings of what you really want, what success really looks like and feels like to you, so that you can then make choices in your everyday life. You can shift your routine in your everyday life to match with what you desire to have. Homeschool yourself on this. Homeschool Routines for Life isn't just about homeschooling families. It's about you being the type of person that's wanting to have an aligned life, that wants to be an aligned mama, and you're willing to completely change the way that you feel about the way you approach your life with little micro decisions. Completely changing everything, these aren't big changes. They come from little tiny micro shifts. Being able to see solutions in front of you rather than being in that space of the hamster wheel cycle again and again and again and again of not taking action in a way that really aligns with where you want to go. Make the choice to become the person that really lives out an aligned life like you want. It doesn't have to be hard and it doesn't have to be scary, but it does require action. It does require choice. So just choose it. Choose to become the person. Book the call. Let's hop on and let's create solutions in your life so that you can really tap into and start to live that life of alignment that you've been dreaming of, the one that you deserve to have, and the one that's going to transform the way that your kids are thinking and feeling in their lives too. Thank you, Aligned Mama, for tuning into this week's episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. I will see you next time. You have been listening to the Aligned Mama Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.